Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. She lives in Aurora, and her preaching today is entitled, We Are Enough.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance. His disciples answered him, Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place? Still, he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute, and they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. The crowd received much, much more than they came for. Why had they come anyway? Had someone recommended this Jesus to them? Why had they not packed food for themselves? Perhaps they had no idea that they would be gone so long to be so taken up with this speaker. And what about the disciples and their questioning? When Jesus, the kind leader, pointed out that somehow all these people needed to be fed, the disciples in their down-to-earth, practical, reasoning way wanted to know where on earth would they ever get enough food for these thousands of people. They seemed to doubt that they had enough. But this bread and these fish were special. They had been blessed. They carried the stamp of Jesus and his love for them. So the disciples did pass out the food, stepping over little kids and little kids' toys, finding new patches of grass to walk on, and moving on as best they could. And as they went along, did their baskets ever get empty? No. Such a miracle of sharing it was. Yes, Jesus' word was to go and do it. He knew it would work, and it did. It kind of reminds me of us. Jesus puts needs and challenges in front of us, and what do we sometimes do? We whine. I only have this much time. I never did that before. I really cannot picture myself doing that. I only operate on this level, and on and on. But if we are honest about it, our baskets never grow empty either. We can be surprised at the wealth of our talents, the success of our plans made with weak, trembling hands, doubtful ideas, and motivation. But when we keep going, it all goes well with enough energy and, yes, with resources left over. And through it all, the main message is his very great love for all of us, both as sharers in his gifts and as instruments of his love for others. So after this, Jesus was finished teaching for the day and got into a boat to go somewhere else. Let us, too, take up the challenge and go with him, confident or not. Amen.